It's more than past the time for episode number 4 of the Palace Podcast Network. How you doing, everybody? A few things I want to discuss. First and foremost, for anybody who's an aficionado of wrestling DVDs like I am, I would recommend, highly the Legacy of Stone Cold Steve Austin 3-pack DVD. It basically is Austin talking about a set of matches, and then those matches shown in its entirety. Haven't watched the whole thing yet, but from what I've seen, I've been very impressed and very happy. Seen some old WCW with Austin and Brian Pillman as the Hollywood Blondes. There's even some ECW work with Austin and Mikey Whipwreck involved in a match. Of course, the quintessential matches in Austin versus McMahon, all the way up to his swan song against The Rock at WrestleMania X1X. I'm pretty sure that's on there. I have to double check, but I'm pretty sure that's on there. It is a, whatever you want to call WWE for their creativity and their booking or whatever the case may be, their home videos are always first rate, with maybe one exception, that being the Ultimate Warrior DVD. But all of WWE home videos are always top of the line, and this one is no exception. I'm doing this from work, as you can just plainly hear, so forgive the background noise. No Way Out was predictable. I thought that Undertaker couldn't handle it going from coast to coast. Obviously, I was wrong. I understand completely Edge versus The Undertaker for the World Heavyweight title at WrestleMania. I understand that in every sense of the word. I understand the triple threat match for Raw, the last triple threat match that they did for the Raw WWE title. It was the world title at the time, and it worked out pretty damn well, that being Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and Chris Benoit. And don't tell me that I'm causing a crime by saying that name, because we're not going to go down that road. Very surprised that Floyd Mayweather is getting involved in WrestleMania. I have to believe in my heart, and I'm going to enjoy seeing it when I pick up the No Way Out DVD, that the punches that Mayweather threw on show were legit, and they were stiff, and they were not expected. I'm very interested to see how show's reaction was, and to see if Shane was literally worried about this whole thing actually falling apart. I don't know what they're going to do, if the plan was to do a tag match with Rey Mysterio and Mayweather against Shaw and another partner, especially with Mysterio now going under the knife for his torn bicep. I would be stunned if they did it one-on-one, Shaw versus Mayweather. I would have to think there'd be some sort of tag match, but how exactly is news to me. Flair continues to style and profile. Like I was trying to say in the last column, I'll say it now. It was approached through email to me about Flair's final opponent possibly being Undertaker. Now it's obviously not going to be. But dang, that would have been fun. That would have been fun. I believed in my heart of hearts that Flair's final opponent would be Triple H. But obviously now that's not going to be. So now I got a feeling that maybe they might go the route of Shawn Michaels. You know, I don't think they're going to try a feud to send Flair off. I think they're going to send Flair off in a classic wrestling exhibition. And I think the one guy out there that could go with Space Mountain in a wrestling exhibition is HBK. moving on. I'm enjoying the fact that Chavo is working the UCW title by himself. I'm enjoying the fact that Edge and Vicky are not getting involved in Chavo's matches. Chavo is champion alone. I can accept, I can respect, and let's roll with it. Chavo is champion as part of Edge's flunkies would bother me immensely. With that being said, I believe that you're not going to see the ECW title defended at WrestleMania, that you'll probably see some funky six-man match. And if they're nice, if they're smart, if they have any sort of compassion in their hearts, they'll figure out a way to get Stevie Richards into that match. I mean, come on. From what I've heard about how Stevie Richards fought like a gangbuster to get back into live TV and back into active competition, cut him a break and give him a slot on the card at WrestleMania. Maybe it's some sort of funky six-man with Richards, Punk, and one other, against, say, Chavo, Shelton Benjamin, and, I don't know, Colin Delaney. Yeah, I know, I'm stretching, but come on. I'm sure they got to figure out a way. There's going to be a token ECW match on the card. It's just a matter of what. Money in the Bank is setting up. Jeff's in. Kennedy's in. Both not a surprise. Kennedy is a former winner. And Jeff is a ladder match master. I wouldn't be surprised if Matt gets in. I wouldn't be surprised if Finley figures out a way in. Where else they go from there is beyond me. But I'm hoping that however they come out of Money in the Bank doesn't become muddled over time and or injury. I hope that whoever comes out of Money in the Bank, they cash it in relatively quickly against whichever champion they choose. I have to admit that I have a feeling that Jeff might come out of it with the Money in the Bank this time. I don't think that they're going to have as big a push as they've had for Jeff Hardy without having some sort of payoff in regards to another title match. Otherwise, Jeff Hardy is going to be in the same breath as Hardcore Holly. Some business is coming my way as I'm here on the job. Nope, they left, so I can continue my discussion. I'm already 8 minutes into this, so I gotta cut this a little short. So let me talk coming attractions. As I have been saying on various medias, I am going to Ring of Honor's 6th anniversary show on Saturday night at the Manhattan Center. My plan is, and note the word plan, is I want to attempt to do an audio commentary. I'm going to use what I'm using right now, take it with me to the Manhattan Center, sit in the back of the Manhattan Center in the GA area or the back seats, and do what I can to describe what I see. And instead of trying to transcribe it into text, I'm just going to release the whole podcast, the whole 5 hours of tape. I know it'll take me a year and a day to upload it, but I thought maybe it might be a nice idea. Probably will fall flat on its face, but as I've seen from looking at the Podbean page, you guys are listening to these things, so maybe you'd be interested to hear the ROH show through my eyes. Live and in living color from the Manhattan Center. Who knows? Might be something legitimate. We'll wait and see. From a personal standpoint, things got a little scary Saturday night for us, as my son was definitely not well. I don't want to go into too much detail, but let's just say that he scared the the Jesus out of my wife and I, and I'm talking about my youngest. He's on my blog picture right now. It's an old picture, but you can get an idea about who I'm talking about. I opened up an account on Facebook. Why? I'll be honest with you, to play some of the games. Yeah, I'm stupid to play some of the games. But unfortunately, when you work a gig like I'm working, you need to keep your brain busy, otherwise your brain becomes a lethal weapon. Literally, figuratively, and everything else. And if you don't believe me, trust me. Stay up all night in a quiet room with literally nothing going on around you except for trying to watch ...57 screens to make sure nobody ends up killing each other. It can tend to get a little maddening. So I'm on Facebook. If anybody's on Facebook and they want to meet up with me, look me up and I'll add you. And we'll see where things go from there. I had mentioned about doing a group based on the column on Facebook. I'm not going to do that because it sounds like the forum will handle that pretty much as quick and easy, yep and easy and all that stuff. And I'm just going to hang out there and hang out at the forum and hang out at the project, and hopefully I'll run into you guys as time progresses. I think the shout boxes have worked out really well. I hope you guys have enjoyed them as well. It's nice to go on there and be able to respond to little one-word, one or two-sentence messages every so often instead of just sitting there looking at my chicken scratch and musings. I want to send a get well wish out to Derek from the forum. I hope he's doing better. And if you need to talk, buddy, drop me a line. If you are still interested in writing columns for wrestling websites, my buddy the Eagle on the forum is looking around for people. But word to the wise, guys. If you're gonna apply for any website to be a columnist or be a writer on any website, make sure you spell check your stuff. All right. No offense to anybody. No pointing fingers at anybody. But spell check your stuff. Check your grammar. Make sure it's written well. You know. You can try and be the most witty writer on the planet, but if you're not spelling stuff right or your grammar is off, you're not even going to get the time of day from anybody. So, check your stuff, check your work. If you'd like my help and you'd like my opinion, drop me a line. If you're looking for some possible business, and note the word possible, I can't promise anything, but I do know the Eagle is looking. So look on the forums for her and get in touch with her. Whether or not she can help you out, I don't know. However, I do know that she has some possibilities. I also do have some possibilities. I can't promise anything, but if you're interested, drop me a line, and I'll give you some names of people to talk to. I don't promise anything, but if you're aspiring and you want to try, give it a try. If you want to use some space to get your stuff out there for people to read, use the space I have out on the forum. That's what it's there for. If you want me to look at it, let me know. I'll look at it. I check things out from time to time. If you're asking specifically for my critiques, I'll be happy to give them to you. Might take me a while, but I will give them to you. Trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, this is going to take a whole year to upload as I'm approaching 15 minutes. I'm sorry, guys. I'll take any criticisms or critiques on the palace, any ideas you may have on what you want added, what you want subtracted, whatever the case may be. But I guess for now, I'll say adieu. Look around over the weekend or sometime beginning the next week for a very long addition to the podcast page, to the Podbean page, where I attempt to upload upwards of 5 hours of commentary from the Ring of Honor 6th anniversary show. I think it should be very interesting. Oh, one last thing. Anybody in the New York area who's going to be at the ROH show, look in the back by the ramp. That's where I normally end up hanging out. In the back corner on the right side by the ramp, not by the GA. I try to find a seat back there. If not, I'm on the back on the wall. And look for me talking, because I'll have my little machine around my neck and up to my yapping away. If you see me, big dope with a jersey, glasses, and a belly that needs to lose about 100 pounds, come on up and say hi. Alright guys, I'm gone. This is way over my limit of size. So until next time, adios.